views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm talking to you today from rainy Seattle here at Hubbard Radio, KKNW AM 1150. If you're listening here in Seattle, yes, I know it's we're being drenched right now, but you may be listening from some other place in the world. You might be on cable radio network somewhere in the United States listening through your television set. You might be on WBLQ in Connecticut, Rhode Island, or New York. You might be listening on one of the 25 or 35 stations. I can never keep track of how many stations.
You just acquired 10 more all of a sudden. That's amazing.
No, it's 35 stations in Australia, and you may be talking. You may be listening to us talking, attempting to talk somewhere else in the world on Transformation Talk Radio. But wherever you're listening from today, you're going to be excited you tuned in because I've got a VIP guest who's fun to talk to. But first, I want to say hello to my better half in the studio, Mr. Benny Mathers, who makes it possible for you to hear these wonderful conversations.
Hey, good day, Christine. Yeah. And yes, it is a little soggy, but don't worry about it. I mean, we're going to just bring love and light to everyone around.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. The other day I was getting into my mailbox, and you know, I've got one of these boxes at the end of my road.
You actually have one of those old.
No.
I'm just kidding.
It's the metal ones with, you know, I'm box number four, you know, of you know,
oh.
Got the little keys and all that. And I go to put my key and I notice there's a snail on my mailbox.
What?
Right on the edge of
it. How high up is that?
It's, I don't know, like four,
well, I
four
can't,
feet,
I don't know
feet,
what you're
buying. Three and a half feet.
You could be down low.
Three
you could
and
be
a half
in the middle.
Feet.
Okay, all right.
And
it's quite the climb.
So I opened it up and I'm looking at the mail inside of my box and looking at the snail and I'm thinking, this is just too good of a pun not to pass.
Yeah,
up,
I know.
To pass up. So I actually took a photo of it. It's like kind of brings new meaning to the phrase snail mail.
Yeah, maybe not a good sign for them, so to speak. But for you, it's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's a cute story. I like that.
So happy Halloween.
To you as well.
And I hope that all of you who are out there are ready to celebrate in one way or another, either a quiet way or a rowdy way. But it's a fun holiday here in the United States at the very least.
Yeah, and it's great because, you know, we always have a big party here at the radio stations. And just to put it out there, I do it every year. I know now I'm a dad, and I definitely feel like if you're out and about today, just slow down.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
We're already dealing with messy, like, weather. It only helps to everyone have a much better of an evening and enjoying the candy and the trick-or-treating and running around the neighborhoods. But those kids will come out of nowhere because they're so excited. So please, if you're driving around, just be careful. And if it says 20-mile-an-hour posted or whatever, just drop it down to like 2. Seriously.
And you know, there are a lot of people who are in black. You know,
yes,
the black witches costumes,
exactly my point.
The black
yep.
skeleton
mm-hmm.
costumes.
We want everyone to get home safe.
And kids are just so excited and,
yeah.
and really aren't thinking. In,
smiles in their faces.
Yeah, yeah.
And all the candy that the parents have to run back through and say, ooh, that looks good. Because I'm one of them.
Candy testing.
Always.
You know, I'm really excited about my guest here today, and clearly the people on Facebook are as well. I posted something about this on Facebook, and I heard quotes like, his work is invaluable. I love him. Can't wait to hear this. Fantastic. Looking forward to it. And they said, somebody else said, he's an amazing teacher. His workshops are empowering, and his processes really work. Smiley face. I can testify to the effectiveness. Who am I talking about? Well, let me tell you a little bit more about him. He is an international best-selling author. In fact, his latest book made it to the New York Times best-selling list in, I think, under a week. He studied neuroscience once upon a time at Rutgers, which is also where I did graduate work. And he is a chiropractor. He's on the National Board of Chiropractic Examiners. He's lectured in something like 26 different countries. I don't know. It may be up to 27 at this point. He teaches people how to rewire their brains to live a more fulfilling life. He's appeared in several videos, including What the Bleep, Down the Rabbit Hole, The People versus the State of Illusion, and he's the author of several amazing books, Evolve Your Brain, The Science of Changing Your Mind, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, How to Lose Your Mind and Create a New One, and his latest, which is a wonderful book, You Are the Placebo, Making Your Mind Matter. Who am I talking about? None other but Dr. Joe Dispenza. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Christine. That was a very, very nice introduction.
You know, I just love your work, and I love the fact that you're taking something that, you know, once upon a time seemed kind of esoteric or ethereal, or some would actually call it woo-woo, and you're linking it to hard science, and I absolutely love that. And I want to congratulate you for not only showing up for such an important mission, but being successful with it. I mean, your book making it to the New York Times bestseller list, your progressive workshops selling out. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm really overjoyed because, 10 years ago when What the Bleep came out, I think the philosophy, the science, you know, the new science of possibility got everybody excited. But I can honestly say that 10 years later, people want to know how. I mean, this is a time in history where it's not enough to know. It's time to know how. And people are really wanting to apply and personalize some of these truths so that they can experience, you know, the effects of it and have their own personal changes. So
sure.
It's a great time right now.
Yeah, and it is a very exciting time. And, you know, I have to tell you, I just love the titles of your books. And the last one had a great subtitle, is Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, How to Lose Your Mind and Create a New One. And your new book, You Are the Placebo, Making Your Mind Matter. Now, we're going to talk about the placebo part of it. But first, I wanted you to talk a little bit about making your mind matter. Are we just talking about making your mind important, or is there more to it than that?
Well, I wanted it to come across as both. I think that when we talk about using your mind, you know, putting your mind into something, when you do that properly and you use intention and you organize your behaviors to reflect your intentions, mm-hmm. and you make choices that are constructive, that your mind has a strong element as a compass to arrive at your destiny.
Mm.
But the new science of quantum physics and neuroplasticity and psychoneuroimmunology and epigenetics show that subjective mind produces measurable, objective changes in the outer world. So then, making your mind, which is this etherical thing, matter, is becoming quite a common occurrence because common people around the world are doing the uncommon. Uh-huh. They're healing themselves of diseases. They're healing themselves from old emotional scars. They're creating a more fruitful and wonderful life for themselves. They're creating job opportunities. They're having mystical experiences. And they're transforming the old model of Newtonian physics of cause and effect, waiting for something to change outside of us so mm-hmm. we feel better inside of us. You know, then we'll give thanks. So the quantum model of reality of causing and effect. And so if subjective mind has an effect on the objective world, what is mind? And how do we use mind to begin to produce measurable changes in terms of feedback in our external world?
Mm-hmm. So what we're really talking about is using the mind to affect matter.
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal, and the first area that you are intimately connected to is your physical body, and once you begin to regulate certain emotional states and certain thoughts and certain behaviors, and you understand the technology of what that does both to the brain and the body,
mm-hmm.
You begin to see that there will be biological changes in the way you think, structurally, physically, chemically. And choices you make, behaviors you demonstrate, and even the emotional states that create more calm and peace and spontaneity and more centeredness and wholeness.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, there are a lot of people who are at that stage, and I think there are more nowadays than there used to be, where they're just yearning for transformation, and they try all sorts of things that they think should work, and they don't. What's going on with that?
Well, I mean, this is a great question. I think most people wait for crisis or trauma or disease or diagnosis. They wait for loss, something that's taken away from them, or some some wake-up call before they decide to change. And when you reach that one point where you no longer feel like yourself, mm-hmm. that's the first time you can really see yourself because you're not being yourself. And that
that's really powerful. You have to not be yourself in order to see yourself.
Right, and that concept in neuroscience is called metacognition, the fact that we can think about what we're thinking about and notice how we're behaving and becoming aware of how we're feeling means we could modify our states of mind and body to do a better job in life. Mm-hmm. Now, the interesting thing is that because knowledge and information is a great way for people to begin to speculate possibility and contemplate change, uh-huh. I think now people are learning and changing in a state of joy and inspiration instead of in a state of pain and suffering. And that's my message. Why wait? So I think there's fundamental changes taking place. But to sit down and to take a look at yourself, a lot of people don't like to light a match in a dark place. They'd just rather get busy doing other things. And they never really take on the fundamental root of who they are. And I'm happy to say that, wow, in the last 5 years or so, people are really going for it, and I'm really inspired by them.
Right. So why are your progressive workshops in particular becoming so popular? I know that people are flocking to them all over the world. What is it about what it is you are offering that's drawing so many people to it?
Well, there's a couple things I would say. First and foremost is we work. You know, in one progressive workshop, you're going to change beliefs and perceptions about yourself and your life. You're going to understand the anatomy of a belief and how beliefs are formed. Mm-hmm. You're going to really take a look at when you're in the present and when you're not, and you're going to understand the biology and physiology of being in the present moment. You're going to understand what the quantum model of reality says about possibility and potentials, and you're going to change your energy to tap into potentials that already exist in the quantum field.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to recondition the body to a new mind and signal new genes in new ways, and you're going to understand why you're doing it and assign meaning to it. I mean,
all over the course of a weekend.
Yeah, and we bless the energy centers of the body. We pull the mind out of the body. We do all kinds of things where people are always active and building a model of understanding so that they can leave the seminar and take it home into their life and have the tools to apply it in different areas of their life.
Yeah, it's very exciting. And we're going to have to go to a quick break. But when we return, Joe, I'm going to want you to talk about some of the amazing experiences at the seminar and why we are the placebo when we return here with Dr. Joe Dispenza on the Christine Upchurch Show. Are you interested in helping others by tapping into something more? Do you want to play a bigger role in the shift that is occurring on the planet? The 111 Activation is an energetic session which has helped many worldwide to quickly transform their lives for the better, to gain greater clarity, experience deeper spiritual connection, and express their soul's truth. You too can learn how to facilitate this powerful energetic activation for your friends, family, and clients, even if you have had no previous experience. Please join me, Christine Upchurch, for the 111 Activation Training Seminar in Seattle, November 15th and 16th, to learn a process that is being called expansive, life-changing, and profound. Come be a bigger part of positive change for others. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Or call 425-999-9836. 425-999-9836.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdener work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling@smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelm and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Epcher Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with the wonderful Dr. Joe Dispenza. He's the author of several best-selling books, including his most recent, You Are the Placebo, Making Your Mind Matter. Now, Joe, before the break, we just started talking about your progressive workshops. How does this concept of us being the placebo affect us in our daily lives?
Oh, I like the question. Well, I started seeing in the workshops that people were, at the end of 3 days, standing up with, 10 years of MS and walking across the front of the room out of their wheelchair or with Hashimoto's syndrome or chronic pain or celiac disease or all kinds of genetic disorders, reversing their conditions right mm-hmm. during our workshops. Now, if it's happening in real time, it means that they're signaling new genetic patterns in new ways.
Right.
And so I became fascinated with the idea that if you can give someone a sugar pill, mm-hmm. a saline injection, or perform some false surgery or treatment, a certain percentage of those people will accept, believe, and surrender to the thought or the idea that they're given the real substance or treatment.
Right.
And they'll begin to program their autonomic nervous system to make their own pharmacy of chemicals that matches the exact chemical they think they're taking or receiving or treatment that they're getting.
Right. It's so widely accepted that when we design statistical experiments to evaluate drugs, for instance, we have to have a control arm as well as a placebo version so that we can actually see what the placebo effect is and factor that out.
It's that powerful. As a matter of fact, some placebo studies range up to 100% in efficacy.
Wow.
The range is somewhere between 10 and 100%, depending on the study.
Uh-huh.
But as an example, if someone is in a study for an antidepressant and they're given a placebo, uh-huh. 3 out of 4 of those people that are taking the placebo respond as well as the person taking the actual pharmaceutical. So when you do the studies, you find out that that person is making their own pharmacy of antidepressives in the expectation of thinking that they're getting the real substance. Now, uh-huh. it's not the inert substance that's healing them. They have the innate capacity to heal themselves. So when a person is given a pill, and that pill is a symbol, an association, a conditioning that causes them to think about getting well, The moment they begin to have a clear intention, they select the new potential in the quantum field, mm-hmm. and they begin to emotionally embrace the outcome. In other words, they start getting enthusiastic or inspired sure. or overjoyed. The combination of a clear intention and an elevated emotion is the exact ingredient that has them move from a state of being of living in their past
right.
to living in a new future. And their body begins to organize itself to reflect the new level of mind. So the question is, do you really need the sugar pill? Can you teach people how to do the exact same thing? And instead of focusing on a known substance like an aspirin or a pain reliever, can you begin to have them focus on a potential in the quantum field without the association to the pill and revisit an unknown and keep visiting it over and over again and emotionally embrace it until that unknown becomes known and they begin to move into a new state of being every day, just like the person who's taking the antidepressant every day, that's the placebo. Six weeks of taking it reminds them of their future, and they have significant biological changes that can be measured in their brain.
So why is it important to visit what you call the unknown?
Well, this is an interesting concept because so much of what we do in our daily life is based on the familiar and the known. We think 60 to 70,000 thoughts in one day. Out of those 60 to 70,000 thoughts we think in one day, 90% of those thoughts are the same thoughts as the day before.
So oh, good grief.
If you're going to heal by thought alone, and you're thinking the same thoughts as you did the day before, the same thoughts always lead to the same choices. The same choices always lead to the same behaviors. The same behaviors create the same experiences, and the same experiences produce the same emotions, and those same emotions drive our thoughts and our biology, our neurocircuitry, our neurotransmitters, our neurohormones, our chemistry, and even our genetic expression is equal to how we think, how we act, and how we feel. Now, if you keep doing that same cycle over and over again for years on end, you hardwire your brain into a very finite signature, and you emotionally condition your body into the same past. So then when it comes time to change and you're no longer going to think the same thoughts or make the same choices or demonstrate the same behaviors or deprive yourself of the same experience that creates the same emotion, it's going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to feel unfamiliar.
Right.
It's going to be uncertain. It's going to be the unknown. It's going to be a void there. And most people, the moment they feel that discomfort, the body, which has been conditioned to be the mind, start sending signals back to the brain, and we start to hear these voices in our head, this chatter that says, you know, it's too hard, start tomorrow, you're never going to change.
Yep.
And if we respond to that same thought, it leads to the same choice, and the cycle goes on again. So when people understand that going from the old self to the new self is the biological, the neurological, the chemical, the addictive, the hormonal, genetic death of the old self, and that place of the unknown is the perfect place to create from. So people, if 95% of who we are by the time we're 35 years old is a set of memorized behaviors and emotional reactions, beliefs and perceptions that function like a subconscious computer program, then the moment you're no longer in that program and you are stepping into that river, it's entirely possible that guilt felt so good to you that you don't know who you are unless you feel guilty. That's known.
Right. Oh, sure.
Or you judge yourself and judge others, and it's so automatic that you're not even aware that you do it. So
for those of us who are over 35, that's a scary thing because it means that, you know, we don't have the same potential to change as somebody who is developing and is a young adult.
Well, it's interesting. It just takes more effort because you can't change it just with your conscious mind. And so people will say, I can't predict my future. Well, the best way to predict your future is to create it right in that unknown. And when you and I become comfortable in the unknown and we're no longer trying to forecast the worst case scenario, I mean, this is what we do. I mean,
oh my gosh,
into
yes.
the unknown, we've been conditioned to be afraid of the unknown. And so what we start doing is we start conjuring up images and visions of the worst thing that could happen to us based on our past memories. And so our future is our past, then, and our past is our future. So teaching people how to settle down into the present moment and begin to create from that place allows them to gain much more power in producing a new experience in their life.
So when talking about, you know, getting into that present moment, How does our concept of time affect what it is we end up creating?
Well, time is such an interesting thing because so many people are on autopilot because they run through a routine of automatic behaviors from the time they wake up in the morning mm-hmm. to the time they go to bed at night, and they have an image or a picture in their brain, and then their body's drawn to the experience. You wake up in the morning, you have an image of a coffee cup, and the next thing you know, you're standing in the kitchen having a cup of coffee.
Right.
Then you have an image of your computer, and then you're sitting there and you're checking emails, and then you have an image of your shower, and then you're in the shower, and on we go. And so the body is following the mind all day long, but it's in a very particular, very predictable line of time.
Uh-huh.
And as a matter of fact, if you've been doing that for years on end, you could take your past and you can set it right on your future and it would be the same. So people are thinking the same thoughts, they're performing the same actions, they're embracing the same emotions, but they're secretly expecting their life to change. Now, if you're doing that enough times, then you've conditioned your body to be the mind. That's a habit. Your body's on automatic pilot. Then when you wake up in the morning and you sit down to do a meditation or sit down to be present,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be a natural propensity for your body to want to get up and do the next thing.
Sure.
So your body's already in that predictable future line of time. Continuously reconditioning the body back into the present moment takes a little practice. And if you keep doing that, the body's the servant to the mind. Sooner or later, it surrenders. And the moment that happens, the body liberates energy. And we've measured this over and over again. When people finally find that sweet spot of the generous present moment, and they're no longer anticipating the future based on the past. They're present in their mind and body. And the body is no longer enslaved emotionally to the past experiences that are driving certain thoughts and habits that are keeping them connected to the past. When they're truly settled into the present moment, the body goes from particle to wave. It goes from matter to energy. And the body is no longer believing as the unconscious mind it's in the same past experience. And when that occurs, time changes because we have time dilation. Things tend to relax more, and we're no longer preoccupied with this linear concept of time. And mm-hmm. Einstein said, time and space are not conditions in which we live, but modes in which we think.
Ooh, that's a good one. Well, I'm going to want to hear more about the science when we return, and also about some of your exciting workshops that are coming up that people can attend. But we need to go to another quick break, but more with the wonderful Dr. Joe Dispenza when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you interested in helping others by tapping into something more? Do you want to play a bigger role in the shift that is occurring on the planet? The 111 Activation is an energetic session which has helped many worldwide to quickly transform their lives for the better, to gain greater clarity, experience deeper spiritual connection, and express their soul's truth. You too can learn how to facilitate this powerful energetic activation for your friends, family, and clients, even if you have had no previous experience. Please join me, Christine Upchurch, for the 111 Activation Training Seminar in Seattle, November 15th and 16th, to learn a process that is being called expansive, life-changing, and profound. Come be a bigger part of positive change for others. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Or call 425-999-9836. 425-999-9836.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. We're having a happy Halloween here with Dr. Joe Dispenza, author of You Are the Placebo, Making Your Mind Matter. Now, Joe, I know that you've got gazillion events coming up. And I know that we've got a lot of listeners in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New York. You've got an event coming up in Connecticut, right?
Yeah, next weekend we'll be at this beautiful retreat center in Norwalk, Connecticut. It's a little jewel on 65 acres. It's an old monastery, and it's called the Dolce, and it's really, really secluded, beautiful grounds, really beautiful rooms, and great seminar area. Uh-huh. And it'll be a progressive workshop. We'll start on Friday night, then we'll go all day Saturday and all day Sunday, and it really is an opportunity for people to retreat from their life, you know, to remove the constant stimulation from their external environment that reminds them of who they think they are, you know, separate mm-hmm. themselves from the people they know and the places that they go and the things that they do at the exact same time, long enough to learn some scientific vital information made simple about themselves and about the nature of reality, and then apply it right away into a personal experience, and mm-hmm. so that they can begin, as I said earlier, to experience the truth of it. And so it's a Friday night, all day Saturday, all day Sunday. It's action-packed. I think we're just about full right now. I think there's just a few seats left, right. And those people who are interested, they can just go to the website.
Yeah, drjoedispenza.com. And you don't want to miss it. I know that I've attended Dr. Joe's progressive workshop. And it came at a time, Joe, when it was just like a couple days after I had told my kids that I was going to be getting a divorce, and I was buying a new house. I was creating all sorts of change that I was, you know, before so uncomfortable with the possibility of changing my life. And there you were. It was like water in the desert. And it's a great thing because it satisfies our analytic mind, like, okay, here's the science behind this. So that, you know, that really satisfies the nerd within me. But also you get the experience of going deep, and it's a wonderful experience. So if you have an opportunity to do that, I would highly recommend it.
I think one of the things about the progressive workshops that everybody is a real big inspiration for them also is that if you attend the progressive workshop, then you're eligible to come to our advanced workshops. And my passion more than anything else right now, Christine, is really just in our advanced workshops, because this is where we do all the scientific measurements. You know, we mm-hmm. measure brain waves before, and we've scanned over 1,000 brains. We want to see people's brains before they come to our workshops. They go through 4 days of training. We want to see what type of changes are produced at the end of 4 days. We measure certain people's brains during meditation to see what they're doing and how their brain is working. We have people wear HRV monitors, heart rate monitors, to uh-huh. measure heart coherence and correlate it with brain coherence. We measure epigenetic changes in urine. We have people spitting in cups and urinating in cups to measure oxytocin levels, dopamine levels, serotonin levels, melatonin levels. And we measure the energy of the room, the energy around people's bodies. We measure mm-hmm. everything, because I think it's quantitatively a great way for people to really begin to understand how powerful they really are. And we did one in July in Cancun, and we had 430 people there. And wow, it was called the Event of Your Life, and we made scientific history at this event because we were capturing amplitudes of energy in people's brains, probably that have never been recorded before in a clinical setting. You know, amazing measurements. So people get excited because that's when they can really see how well they're doing.
Sure. So what were some of your scientific findings?
Well, one of the things that we noticed with a lot of our students is that they're able to change their brain state in a matter of seconds. Because they've practiced it enough times, they can get beyond their analytical mind, mm-hmm. get beyond the critical mind, get beyond their thinking brain, and truly get into some other deeper recesses of where true transformation takes place. And we've seen that they can do it in 4 seconds, 5 seconds, 9 seconds, 12 seconds. Now, that isn't like, hey, I'm getting to the quantum field before you, but it's more like a skill. And so we've also seen that people are able to sustain a coherent brainwave state for very sustained, extended periods of time. And when your brain is coherent, you're coherent.
So what does that mean to be coherent?
Well, coherence is like, I'll tell you what incoherence is.
Okay.
When you're living by anger and aggression, when you're living by frustration and impatience, when you're living by fear and anxiety, when you're living by sadness and depression and hopelessness and powerlessness and guilt and shame, all of those emotions are derived from the hormones of stress. And when those particular cocktail of chemicals are circulating in the bloodstream, different compartments of the brain no longer communicate with each other, and they begin to become like a house divided against themselves. And so if you were to measure the brainwave patterns of people in an incoherent brainwave state, you would see very, very disintegrated brainwave patterns. It would be like a group of people all in an auditorium, all drumming at the same time, and there would just be a lot of noise. There's no coherence. There's no synchrony. There's no unity. But turns out in our meditations, when people start to get beyond themselves, and that's my definition of creation, and we've seen over and over again that you and I are at our best when we get beyond ourselves.
Right.
When we get to be nobody, no one, no thing, nowhere, in no time. When we become pure consciousness. In other words, if you are going to heal by thought alone or create something in your life by thought alone, you have to become thought alone. And so we have all the biological and neurological machinery to do this. But when you become pure consciousness, that's the moment you're no longer your personality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the moment different compartments of the brain begin to unify, to begin to communicate with each other, begin to integrate. And what syncs together in the brain links together in the brain. So we've seen over and over again these whole brain states where the left hemisphere is talking to the right hemisphere in perfect psychic union.
Mm-hmm.
Front of the brain is talking to the back of the brain. And when we see that, we see tremendous amount of heart coherence going on with brain coherence.
Uh-huh.
And you can turn around and look at the person in their meditation, and they have this huge smile on their face, or there are tears of joy running down their face. And when that occurs, the next thing we see quite often is we start to see a very significant spike in the amplitude, the energy in the brain. Now, the average amount of energy in a person's brain when they're firing in normal thinking consciousness, the energy is usually between 10 and 60 microvolts squared when a neurological network fires. We were capturing, in one woman, 1 million microvolts of energy squared in her brain. I mean,
oh my goodness.
We couldn't even measure it on the strip chart. We had to go to a whole nother way to measure it to figure out, and this woman's brain was super coherent when this was going on, and we happened to have a heart rate monitor on her at the same time, and her heart was very coherent at the same time. Now, what does that mean? It means that the inner experience that she is having between her ears is way more real than any outer experience in her past. And the moment that occurs, neurologically, biologically, chemically, and genetically, her body is no longer in the past. the past no longer exists in her body, and she has an instantaneous change. And we've seen people have these amplitudes over and over again. And when that sympathetic nervous system begins to release all that energy back up into the brain, and this part of the brain called the thalamic gate opens up, and all of that energy goes into the higher neocortex, they're having a very clear inner experience. They can't make their brain do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening to them.
Something they allow, then.
Yeah, they just allow it, exactly. And so we're seeing all kinds of phenomenological measurements with them. And we've got, when that occurs, people's oxytocin levels go up by 200%.
Which is the feel-good chemical, right?
Oxytocin is the love chemical.
Yeah.
So when oxytocin is released from the posterior pituitary, one of the things that it does that's so beautiful is that it competes in the amygdala for the receptor sites of aggression. It shuts the lights out for anger. It shuts the lights out for sadness and pain. It cools off the circuits for fear. And the only thing that you could feel is love. And when that occurs, it's impossible for you to hold the grudge. The only thing that you can do is forgive, because you will never trade the feeling that you're having for a judgment of someone else, because if you did, you would lose that feeling. Now, this is the beginning of those unconditional states that mystics have talked about. And so,
that you're helping people get into within the context of your workshops.
Exactly, exactly. So we're trying to build a model, because I know that when in the last 2 years and all the studying that I've done and all these different brain scans and correlating it with neurotransmitters and HRV monitors and energy fields around people's bodies.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm working on creating a model, because every time I learn something new about how it all works, I'm able to teach it better.
Sure.
Because now I know that the brain will never change the brain. The personality will never change the personality. The ego never changes the ego. The program never changes the program. Matter cannot change matter.
Ooh,
Only when we become consciousness that we have an effect on matter.
That's really important. And we have to go to another quick break, but more with Dr. Joe Dispenza when we return. Are you interested in helping others by tapping into something more? Do you want to play a bigger role in the shift that is occurring on the planet? The 111 Activation is an energetic session which has helped many worldwide to quickly transform their lives for the better, to gain greater clarity, experience deeper spiritual connection, and express their soul's truth. You too can learn how to facilitate this powerful energetic activation for your friends, family, and clients, even if you have had no previous experience. Please join me, Christine Upchurch, for the 111 Activation Training Seminar in Seattle, November 15th and 16th, to learn a process that is being called expansive, life-changing, and profound. Come be a bigger part of positive change for others. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Or call 425-999-9836. 425-999-9836.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Join Dr. Pat Basile for an extraordinary event right here in the Pacific Northwest. The Global Women's Summit, presented by the Women's Information Network, is coming to Tacoma. Join us as we discover life and wealth mastery techniques and promote success and happiness for women worldwide. Saturday, November 15th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma, Washington. Register online now at thewinonline.com and don't miss out.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day I realized I was consuming foods based on fear. Fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Coming towards her, stuck still, no turning back.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking to the author of You Are the Placebo, Making Your Mind Matter, Dr. Joe Dispenza. Now, Joe, how powerful is the placebo effect?
Well, you know, when we started out in doing our research, I mean, I'm aware that the placebo works really good in pain studies, and it works well with antidepressant studies, and It helps with inflammation and even certain conditions like irritable bowel syndrome.
So some chronic conditions in mild ways.
Yeah, but when I started seeing some of the effects that we were getting in our workshops, I'm having to redefine the placebo to a greater level because we've seen people heal themselves of all kinds of health conditions. And the whole reason I wrote the book, Christine, was for this, is that if you can understand the science of how the placebo works and demystify it, mm-hmm. and you understand the principles of conditioning and expectation and assigning meaning to things. Can you teach it? And if you can teach it properly, can you exceed the limits of what people normally get when they results-wise when they perform the placebo mm-hmm. studies? And the answer is absolutely yes. So we've seen cancers reversed. We've seen psoriasis reversed. We've seen chronic pain reversed. We've seen endocrine conditions reversed, and rare genetic disorders that even medical science has no solution for.
So are these over the course of like several months or years, people using your approach, or have some of these things occurred within the context of a workshop?
Oh, that's really interesting. We've seen both. We've seen people, like as an example, we've seen both because certain people, it took them 2 years to turn the battleship around because their identity was so intimately connected to their disease that they had to get beyond their identity every day. Now, in placebo studies, as I said earlier, if you're taking an antidepressant, every day you're taking that pill and you're taking it for 6 or 8 weeks to remind you of what you're doing, remind you of being healthy. So when a person sees the pill and they take it, and the thoughts are the language of the brain and feelings are the language of the body, and how you think and how you feel creates a state of being. And they move into a new state of being because they're having the thought of being well and they're combining it with an elevated emotion. If they're doing that every day, then they're doing the exact same thing as taking the placebo. But now, if they understand that emotionally they're signaling new genes in new ways because they understand the physiology of epigenetics and how to explain it and what they're doing, and they assign more meaning behind it, they get better results. Mm-hmm. If their shortened refractory period of their emotional reactions in their normal life that keep reaffirming them to the old personality and they're mm-hmm. overcoming their emotional states, they're breaking habits of what they say and how they act, they'll turn it around sometimes in months or in years.
Right.
But we've also seen in our workshops where we've captured those amplitudes of energy uh-huh. in people's brains right during a meditation, and we've seen all kinds of health conditions can change from uterine fibroids to Hashimoto's syndrome to chronic bladder infections to celiac disease to food allergies. I mean, just boom, just gone in one meditation. So we've seen it in both ways.
So the advantage of being doing this within the context of a workshop is to get out of the same old, same old. So you're not reminded of who you are, so you can become somebody else.
Exactly. See, your personality creates your personal reality. That's it. And your personality is made up of how you think, how you act, and how you feel. So the present personality who's listening on this call has created the present personal reality called their life,
mm-hmm.
which means if you want to create a new personal reality, then you have to start thinking about what you've been thinking about and change it. Become aware of your automatic habits and behaviors and modify those. And look at emotions that keep you at a lower denominator and decide if those emotions belong in your future.
Uh-huh.
And I think most people try to create a new personal reality as the same personality, and it doesn't work. We literally have to become someone else. So in the research that we've done in studying the testimonials of people that have been to our workshops that have healed themselves of all kinds of health conditions, I've studied and read their stories. There's this kind of common thread that's starting to unfold, and we've seen it over and over again, and that is that people reach a point, Christine, where they're so happy and they're so satisfied with themselves and they feel so whole that they could care less from that point forward that they have the disease any longer. And for some reason, that's the moment the disease goes away. And I think that when you're feeling whole, you don't need anything because you have everything. Wholeness means you have everything, and that's the moment you're no longer wanting or hoping or wishing or desiring.
Right.
And that's the place of true creation, when you're whole in the present moment and connected to a vision in the future.
And what I, from my perspective, it's about not being in this place of fear or resistance and more in a state of allowing. And when we're in that state of allowing, magical things can occur.
Yeah, we call that surrender. You know, in other words, you're either going to try to force the outcome, you're going to try to control the outcome, you're going to try to analyze when it's going to happen and where it's going to happen. And that state of mind keeps you connected to the old self. The new self would never think that way. The new self would be too busy being it. Mm-hmm. And so they're surrendered to the outcome. They trust in the outcome. They don't know when it's going to happen or how it's going to happen. They just know it's going to happen. So it seems like we have to lay down the very thing we used our whole life to get what we want for something greater to occur.
Mm-hmm. So, Joe, you know, you've got a lot of workshops coming up around the world. I know you're going to be in Connecticut next weekend. You said there are a few spaces available. People can go to drjoedispenza.com. That's drjoedispenza.com and find out more about it. You're also going to be down in Costa Rica, is that right?
Yes, this is an interesting event because this is a week-long event. I'll be doing the first 3 days of the event, and we'll be teaching a lot of different techniques. And then after that, there'll be yoga classes and meditation and salsa dancing and all kinds of great things that'll be happening. Organic cooking, I think, just a whole host of different things. And I met the seminar coordinators in Denver a few months ago, and they're super cool folks, and they really understand how to put on a good retreat. And I know there's just a few spaces left for that event. Also, I just heard from my assistant just a few days ago. I think there's just a handful of seats left.
Yeah,
so,
and we're talking Costa Rica, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, Joe, in 30 seconds or less, do you have a quick message for our listeners?
Oh, man, I think that this is such an amazing time that we have to really be the living example of everything that we're learning and stepping out into the unknown and trying these principles out and taking time for your busy self to really, really embody this information, I think gives other people permission to do the same. And that's when we go from living in survival to living in creation. And I think that's our natural state of being.
Mm-hmm. And think about all the wonderful things that you have been creating, you know, getting into that state. I'm just so thrilled with your success, Joe. You know, again, your book, You Are the Placebo, Making Your Mind Matter, your latest one, made it to New York Times bestseller list. First week out, and your progressive workshops around the world are selling out left and right. Congratulations, and thank you for doing what you do, and thank you for being here today.
Well, thank you for everything that you do, too, Christine, and all the things that you contribute to so many people.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, It's been a pleasure having Joe on this week. And every week I get to have somebody on and have a wonderful conversation. I'm looking forward to next week's show. George and Sedina Capanelli are going to be talking about Age Nation. I've had George on before. I've had personal conversations with Sedina. It should be a fun show and really, really important. Thank you for joining us here today. And happy Halloween, everybody. Talk to you next week.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're excited about Galeo's Cafe and Galeo's dressings. All of the flavoring comes from a family tradition and recipe, and secondly, from people that love to bring to the table, literally bring to the table, what I grew up with, and that is a lot of love and delicious ingredients. And when I first discovered them, it was about 6 or 7 years ago. And what I loved about them was not only are they gluten-free, but they're made from some of the, you know, most incredible natural ingredients. And more importantly, I just want to say is for many of us, low fat and sugar. I mean, no sugar. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here.
Order your dressing today. Visit GaleosCafe.com. That's GaleosCafe.com.
Are you interested in helping others by tapping into something more? Do you want to play a bigger role in the shift that is occurring on the planet? The 111 Activation is an energetic session which has helped many worldwide to quickly transform their lives for the better, to gain greater clarity, experience deeper spiritual connection, and express their soul's truth. You too can learn how to facilitate this powerful energetic activation for your friends, family, and clients, even if you have had no previous experience. Please join me, Christine Upchurch, for the 111 Activation Training Seminar in Seattle, November 15th and 16th, to learn a process that is being called expansive, life-changing, and profound. Come be a bigger part of positive change for others. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com. Or call 425-999-9836. 425-999-9836.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdenard work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling@smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath. To signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is, sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.